I'm now back home from uni, and I thought I'd come home a bit earlier because I found out my mum had COVID. So I thought, you know what, I'll just take the L and have COVID before Christmas so I'm not ill on the day. I truly do apologise for how I sound currently. It is not the one. I'm not enjoying it, but you know, I'm feeling a lot better than I did last week. I've just been recovering for like 7 days straight. I've been in bed, just unable to do anything. It's very different to how the first time I had COVID was, but I think it's just more of a cold this time, honestly. But you know, when you have a cold, your tinnitus gets worse, like because you're congested and everything's connected. Just been like resting up and just taking some time out. So I'm back. So today I'm going to be answering a few of your questions about tinnitus. Some of them are about my experience and some of them are just about tinnitus in general. But I want to just clarify, also sorry about how I sound terrible, but I want to clarify I'm not a medical professional. This is just my experience. I've had tinnitus for 22 years now, my whole life. So the first question is very valid right now. It says, does your tinnitus get worse when you're sick? Yes, and in general it does for a lot of people, especially if you're congested. You know, like I said, everything is connected, and if I've got a lot of pressure in all of my tubes and everything going on here, it's going to impact my ears and it's going to make that whooshing sound just more intense. Today it actually got really, really loud to the point where I had to just have a little bit of a nap and just take a bit of a break from it. And it was so strange because I woke up and this whooshing sound, like how intense it was, it started to decrease as I was waking up. I was like, oh my God, this is so strange. It literally felt like all of the fluid was draining as I was waking up, and I just thought I obviously needed that nap. My tinnitus could spike due to caffeine intake, feeling stressed out, not drinking enough water, not getting enough sleep. And you know, when I'm feeling sick, all of that's going on. Like I'm drinking more coffee just to wake myself up. I'm not getting enough sleep because like I can't breathe out my nose. It's the most like horrible feeling that is. But you've got to take time out and understand your body needs rest. You've got to get them fluids in. And I'm so like guilty for not getting enough fluids recently. But it's hard. It's hard when you wake up and you're like, oh, I need to go downstairs and get a drink of water. Like it takes it out of you having COVID, for example, or just having a cold in general. Like it really does. And when you have tinnitus, like having that loud noise, it just wipes you out, you know, and you've got to sometimes take a step back and like, away from everything that you've been doing, and don't feel guilty about it because you needed the rest. And the more you rest, the quicker you're going to recover. So the next question is, what helps you sleep with tinnitus? I've got a lot of things that help me sleep, and the main thing I use is aromatherapy. And it's a very like unconventional thing to like that people mention when it comes to tinnitus and sleep. But when I put like 2 drops of lavender essential oils in my diffuser, I find that it really helps me just wind down, and it gets my body used to that smell being associated with going to sleep, you know? So in the middle of the night, if I wake up due to like my nose like running or like my tinnitus being quite loud, it just helps me like fall back to sleep because my body smells it and it's like, oh, okay. But it is so relaxing. I love the smell of lavender, and you've got to find the smell that's right for you. You know, it's just one of those little things that you can do to enhance your sleep, especially when it comes to tinnitus, because it's really hard to get some sleep in the early days when you're dealing with it. The other thing that I do would probably be breathing exercises. I don't do them so much anymore, but I used to when I was really struggling, and I still do in my spikes, but day to day I don't really do them that much. But if you just like do some square breath, for example, I'll link a video below from Otto, just doing like this breathing where you like breathe, hold it, exhale, breathe again. It's just very relaxing, and the more you do it, the more you can focus on it and take your mind away from this tinnitus. But it also like slows your heart rate down, and it gets you ready for bed, you know, it de-stresses you. One thing I do without fail these days is listen to white noise or some form of noise when I go to sleep. And at the moment it's like rain sounds that I'm really enjoying. So I just pop that on and I listen to that. I've used many different tools, like devices, to help me sleep. So like white noise machines. I've got, at the moment I'm using like a baby toy, right? So it's a little baby lamb. I've showed it in my last video, and you just click a few buttons and it plays this sound for 20 minutes and you can change it. It's very, very simple. But you know, like there's so many little things out there that can make your life a lot easier when it comes to listening to sounds, because I used to listen to things on my phone, but I found it quite difficult every time I like turned over I'd have to move my phone with me, or I was getting scared my phone was going to overheat. So like just little things like a white noise machine or a little baby monitor, like sound device thing, it's really helpful. I've actually been looking into a device recently which can help your sleep so much more easier and more like practically than any other device that I've used. It's all like a secret at the moment, but I shall tell you all about it and show you it in the future. But it's specifically designed for those with tinnitus, so it's all very exciting. The next question is, will it ever go away? I wished and hoped and kept looking for quick fixes for my tinnitus, you know, like a year ago, like 2 years ago, I was still searching for a cure, and you know, I've had it my whole life. I think the biggest thing with tinnitus is acceptance, that you know, it's there and you don't have to know a cause. You know, I was so annoyed with myself for not trying to find, I mean, I tried to find a cause, you know. I went to the doctors, I went to ENT, and they were like, look, it's probably down to it being hereditary because your dad has it. And then in the back of my mind, I was just like, well, why does my dad have it? Why do I have it? What is the hereditary thing causing my tinnitus? But you know, they don't know. And if they did know, I wouldn't have tinnitus and you know, there'd be a cure for it. But there's not. And I've accepted now that it's not going away. And honestly, I'm fine with it now. If you told me this like last year, I would have been like fuming. I would have been like, no, I don't accept that at all. I will keep looking for these quick fixes. But in reality, the more you look for a quick fix, the longer it's going to take you to habituate. It's just going to delay that process. What really helped me accept my tinnitus was going through the process of CBT and just learning to change these negative emotions into more positive ones. And I know it might sound really far-fetched to some people and really like holistic approach kind of thing, but it's like, it works. It actually works, and you can retrain your brain. It's literally like you've got to treat CBT like you're going to the gym, but for your brain. And the more you implement these little practices into your daily life, then the easier it is it's going to be to get to the point of habituation and just comfortableness with tinnitus. It does get better and it does get easier. And a lot of people say to me, oh, so if you're on the journey of habituation, should you still have bad days? Yes, you should still have bad days. It's completely normal. Like, it's great if you don't. But in my case, I still had really bad spikes and I still have bad spikes. I have my bad days. But what matters most when you're going through like CBT and learning mindfulness techniques to retrain your brain is how you bounce back. And you'll find the more bad days you have, the more quicker and stronger you bounce back, the faster it becomes. So for example, with my tinnitus at the moment, it's really, really spiking due to, you know, my cold, but I'm not feeling as bad as I would like this time last year, simply because I've got this mental toolkit of things I can implement into my life. For example, if ever I notice myself getting really angry with the sound, I can then just switch my thoughts into, you know what, it's gonna go away eventually, like especially when I'm feeling ill. My illness is gonna go away and my tinnitus is gonna run out of steam. Like, it's not gonna be that loud forever. And that really makes me feel a lot better, because, you know, like the thought of having it that loud forever is scary. But these days it's not so scary because I know how to deal with it and I've got these tools to help me. Especially my hearing aids. You know, I can reach for my hearing aids when I'm having a particularly loud day, and you know, that amplifies everyone on the outside and I'll be able to hear them. It just gives me that confidence. Although tinnitus often doesn't go away for some, you can still have a comfortable life, and I'm happy and I'm comfortable now. I'm not stressed out about it, nowhere near as much as I was. Is it normal or common to feel sometimes a bit dizzy in the head because of the sounds we hear? I've heard so many people mentioning this, and I myself do feel dizzy sometimes. Sometimes this can be linked to Meniere's disease, like especially with like vertigo and things like that, which is something you want to get, obviously go to your doctor about and get that sorted. Sometimes the pressure in our ears changes and that can really affect like your balance. When I have bad days, sometimes my head can feel like it's vibrating. And you know, that throws me off a bit and it makes me feel somewhat dizzy. So I'd say, like, you know, it can be quite normal, but if it doesn't feel normal for you, do get checked out by a doctor. Like, they'll be able to reassure you even if there isn't anything wrong, just to get that weight off your shoulders. Is there a way I can distract myself from tinnitus when sleeping in bed? Yes, there are many ways. You can meditate, you can visualize things. If you haven't already, please, please download the Otto app. It's free on the App Store, and they also offer a 90-day tinnitus tune-out package, and that just unlocks the whole app for you. It basically guides you through exercises for your tinnitus, again, CBT, mindfulness, and it distracts you from your tinnitus. You learn more about your tinnitus as you're going along with it. And it's a very relaxing tool. It has lots of sleep courses on there. It has different sounds, and it's a great distraction. And if you message on there, I might reply, because I work on the other side of the messages. For me, visualization exercises are my favorite. I really like to go to bed and then think about something that's like really nice, like going to the beach, for example, like something relaxing, and it just takes my mind off things. And I've actually got on my podcast a few different visualization meditations for tinnitus. Like, I thought I'd make them myself because I love listening to meditations, especially guided ones, because it just helps me like find it a lot more easier. I've actually made these and scripted them for tinnitus, you know, like I've added tinnitus in there and to help you like take your mind away from it and just to visualize your tinnitus as something else, for example. Like, it's a little bit different, but I don't know, like, let me know how you find these like meditations, because I'll do more of them if you guys are enjoying them. What does your tinnitus sound like? Right, okay, so my tinnitus is bilateral, which means it's in both ears, right? So that's how I'd describe it to my doctor. But because it's in both ears, it kind of sounds like it's in the center of my head. Like, I can't really pinpoint which ear it's coming from. I went and had a hearing test, and they said I've got mid-range hearing loss, otherwise known as like cookie bite hearing loss, but it's very, very mild, you know. And when they conduct these hearing tests, there's like a beep, and obviously I can't hear the mid-range frequency, so you know, my tinnitus is mid-range, and I feel like it overpowers things on the outside. It often does change sometimes, so it sounds like static or like a fuzz or like a fuzzy sound. I don't know how to explain it. It's very hard to explain tinnitus. It's reactive as well, so when I am in like a loud environment, it might spike the next day. But you know, that's why hearing protection is ever so important, and I didn't find that out until quite recently. So if you're not wearing hearing protection on nights out, for example, please get some hearing protection. Everyone's tinnitus is different, and you might be thinking, oh, my tinnitus is the worst in the world. Like, my tinnitus is like, oh, it's this kind of noise, it's so loud. Well, that's exactly how I felt. I felt like my tinnitus was the worst case scenario ever, and I was never gonna get to the point of not caring about it. Just remember that everyone feels exactly the same way with tinnitus, you know? Like, if you're feeling bad and you're feeling like, oh, no one has tinnitus like me, just think about how many other people have said that to themselves. You can habituate from tinnitus no matter what. It might be a bit more difficult if you've got like hyperacusis, for example, but you know, there will be ways to manage, there will be ways to make your life a lot more comfortable and happier. Can we wear headphones if the reason for tinnitus is unknown? Well, in my case, the reason for my tinnitus is unknown, and I still wear my headphones. I love wearing my headphones. I'd certainly monitor how loud you're listening to it, like listening to all your music, because you don't want to play your music too loud and then have your tinnitus spike. So, I mean, experiment with it by all means, like see what maybe does spike your tinnitus if you feel confident and you know it won't like affect you that much. But yeah, I would say just keep the noise to a minimum. Not too loud. I mean, I'm guilty of like blasting my music in my ears, I'm not gonna lie, but I know that that's not gonna set off my tinnitus if I'm not listening for it too long. You know, just see what's like working for you, see what's not setting off your tinnitus, because the last thing you want is to have a bit of a jump scare from your tinnitus after listening to some like really enjoyable music. That is not what you want, and it would be a constant cycle of like keep listening to the music to distract yourself from it. So are you able to filter out or forget about it for long periods of time? Yes, I can now. I never used to, but I can. I mean, I didn't start getting really bad tinnitus until I became more aware of it. So when I was young, I didn't think about it, but it wasn't until university where it really started to affect me, because I didn't want it to affect my life. You know, I became more aware of the sound. You know, at that point, when I was feeling really down about my tinnitus, I thought back to the times where I never listened to my tinnitus and I never cared about it. And I realised if I once didn't listen to it for like years and years, surely I can get back to that point. And, you know, that is so true. I'm now at the point where, you know, it's there, but it doesn't affect me half as much as it did in my worst days with it. So as I'm talking to you now, I'm forgetting about it. But obviously now I've just mentioned it, I'm thinking about it, if that makes sense. I can listen for my tinnitus. I can certainly sit in silence and listen and I'll be able to hear it. It's not that my tinnitus isn't there anymore. My negative response to it has changed, and you know, and that's impacted how much I can forget about it and carry on with my daily life. Do you think people prone to anxiety and depression are more susceptible to tinnitus? Yeah, I do actually. And I think that's because, you know, when I'm stressed out, my tinnitus gets worse, my blood pressure increases. And, you know, if you're depressed and you're upset, you're probably going to be like trying to find blame on things. And that was the case for me. You know, I felt really depressed and anxious because of my tinnitus. So, you know, it was the opposite way around. But I can imagine, like, if you are depressed and anxious and you do have tinnitus but don't realise it, your awareness is going to become more, like, tuned into it. So, you know, that would be classed in the reports of people with depression and tinnitus. But certainly if we're thinking the other way around, if people with tinnitus are more likely to have depression and anxiety, for example, absolutely. Like, it can be a very isolating condition and you can feel so lonely and just... it's an unknowing thing sometimes. You don't know what's going on with yourself. But, you know, if you're feeling like that, like how I did, go to the doctor, get that peace of mind. Even if you know there's like no cause, as you've had it your whole life, just get that peace of mind. And once you do, the weight off your shoulders, you'll feel so much more relieved and you can move on to the next step, which is CBT and trying to change your mental reaction to tinnitus. So instead of feeling so negative about it, you can start to feel more positive and you can start to find the tools that work for you. Please remember, Tinnitus UK has a free helpline, and that is something I wish I knew in my worst days. I had no idea there was a helpline for people with tinnitus. I knew there was mental health helplines, so I called them, but obviously they can't really do much for tinnitus. They might not know a whole lot about it, they might not be trained for that. But Tinnitus UK, an absolutely fantastic charity. Their helpline, I think it's free like all the time, but it's available Monday to Friday. I'd check that on the website. But honestly, if you're in a situation where you need to talk to someone, please, there is help out there. But that's the end of today's video. There are so many more questions I can answer, so I will make more videos like this. I hope that you enjoyed it and I hope that it gave you some answers to what you've been thinking about. And of course, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. Keep positive. You are on the right track. You'll get through this.